This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I felt so bad once he... I did not realize the Ron Harper trade was like, whoa! So you don't... I was sitting there thinking, he don't exchange anything with Wayne Embry.
No, it's crazy because the Luka trade went down and everybody's like, this is the craziest trade in NBA history. And I did see some older Cavalier fans go, you guys don't understand the Ron Harper. Well, Ron Harper's not Luka.
See?
But to the Cavs and Brad Doherty, he's like, we would have won the championship. We would have won the finals.
This is here. You're 5 years older than me. So that there, and I'm going to get to this Trevor Lawrence stuff here in just a moment. Let me get this off my chest right now. So that he was traded in 89. You're 5 years older than me. You would have a better grip on this than I would. I was a toddler when that trade went down. So I... don't understand. I'll fully admit things, because I can understand history. I can't understand feelings. So I would have to ask somebody older than me, because when people say like Ron Harper was traded and it cost the Cavaliers championships, my first thought is always Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was there. Michael Jordan was coming. You know, it shows my age. That is my ignorance because of age. I have no idea. Brad Doherty's convinced. Now, he's a player. He's convinced. I mean, he's telling me he was with Larry Nance and Mark Price. They're convinced. Michael Jordan laughs about it. I mean, that's pretty crazy. I mean, Ron Harper went on to win 5 championships.
Yes, as a role player.
But still.
Yeah, he came into the league and he was a potent scorer immediately. And you can't look at any of the shooting stats because they didn't matter back then like they do now. You know, we're sitting here analyzing Max Strus's 3-point percentage. Like, back then, it didn't matter. Like, nobody cared what Michael Jordan's 3-point shooting percentage was. So, I've heard so many people, and this is one of those, Kenny, do you have sports topics or sports age-old history debates in local sports where you're like, I wasn't there, I was too young.
Has to be this
one.
Has to be this one.
Like, I would defer to when Jeff Phelps comes walking through here, I'm going to relay what we just heard to Jeff Phelps and see if Jeff thinks Brad Doherty was high or if he thinks Brad Doherty was 100% on the money. Because I've heard so many people in that generation say that, yes, the Cavs would have won the championship. And there was always plenty of rumors about Ron Harper behind the scenes. I've heard those rumors without a doubt. There was a reason they traded him.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they just said, we don't want this really good player anymore.
Yeah, I kind of go back to Les Levine on that stuff, because Les Levine was a great teacher for especially you. But you know, I would ask him questions, and he was always able to get the feeling of what it was like during certain moments. Like going back to the Rocky Colavito trade, and certainly with something like this, I wish Les was here to ask him about him, because I'm sure he would be able to share just how people were feeling. I'd never heard. And if he's told that story before, I'm sorry. I had never heard Brad Doherty tell that story. I mean, you don't want to say a guy's bitter, but I'd be bitter.
Yeah.
So there's bitterness there. And Lenny Wilkins is famously hung up on you. I don't know if that was on you guys or whatever. Who knows what was going on there. But to be able to describe exactly how that went, that was 1989. So we're talking almost 40 years ago, 35 years ago, that going on. That's a tough situation. And I feel bad about that. I really do. But I had to kind of lighten it up for a second. I go, well, how much do you gamble with Michael Jordan? Because, man, I felt bad. But a big thanks to Brad Daugherty for coming on, and we certainly hope the 47 has a great showing in the Daytona 500. I honestly, when it comes to the 500, I just hope they don't wreck. People want to see wrecks of the Daytona 500. Everybody wants to see the big one. I understand that until they get really serious. Like, obviously, you guys make your jokes to me about what happened years and years ago.
But you don't
Ryan Newman a few years ago, that was really serious and scary. Yeah, we don't want that. Go ahead.
Since I'm not a diehard racing fan, I rarely watch it. I always watch the beginning of the Daytona 500, and then depending on how close it is.
I should call you before the end of the Daytona 500.
Yeah,
that's what I should do.
But see, there's always weather, and then it's like, is this going to stretch out into the next day? We've had those years before where it's been a total nightmare. What about a race to the finish over the last like five laps? Do you enjoy that
where there is
a wreck that sets you up for the last five?
But I know, like, if I know a guy... Like if I feel I know somebody who's connected to it, it's like, man, you are throwing money out the window if you don't win that race and you wreck. It's $1 million for these cars, and in some cases more. And I could talk your ear off. Maybe I'll do it in the podcast about what's going on in NASCAR over the last couple of years, because Brad Daugherty can't say it, I can't. A lot of things that they've done is unfair to owners like Brad Daugherty and Matt Colleg, and I mean, up to Rick Hendrick, it's unfair, but... Yeah, races like that, it's like, man, you go down there, if you got four cars, you are going to throw away $3 million because they're going to get torn up.
I can't believe that.
Trevor Lawrence, see, I think the Jags got to be looking for a market here with this young man. This was fairly concerning here. If the Steelers were to make this trade, what type of threat do you think that they are in the AFC? Not to us. I mean, we're trying to build here. I'm saying to win the Super Bowl.
What's funny is I don't think they have the offensive structure to help him any more than what Jacksonville was able to help him, right? I mean, offensive line, yeah, they've improved it over the last 4 years, but it's still not great.
Yeah.
Their running game is kind of hit or miss. They've got a temperamental wide receiver. What else is new? It's Pittsburgh. They have that every single year.
It's become a tradition.
So, yeah, their defense can potentially, unless TJ Watt has just lost it, which it looked like he might have in the last eight games of the season.
He hasn't lost it.
It seems like their defense can set him up well, but do they have the offensive infrastructure to really do it? Like, I would bet on Kevin Stefanski over, I bet on Tomlin. And
Arthur Smith.
Art Smith.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that they would. I gave Arthur Smith a lot of credit. And I know that there's all these stories floating around about Russell Wilson. And yeah, Aditi went on and dispelled a lot of that. And I loved Aditi's comments on it back on Tuesday. You can go back and listen to that, 92.3thefan.com. I think that they would be a hell of a threat because Arthur Smith's always going to be able to run the ball and take care of his quarterback as best he can. And they were able to do that in Tennessee. I think that there was a lot of things that weren't his fault in Atlanta. I think they'd be able to do that in Pittsburgh. I think he might be a threat. So I think that you have to go, okay, well, Kevin is going to be able to run the ball unless he has his legs cut out from under him like he might have had this last year. Kevin's going to be able to run the ball and protect his quarterback. So now you really have to ask yourself, you can do better in a trade. Now, I don't know how this all works up with the cap. I need a Jack Duffin. I need an over-the-cap guy. I need somebody to tell me how this could all get done. Would you be willing to go further?
So let's...
Is Trevor Lawrence going to be enough? I want to go to break. I want you to think about this. Would Trevor Lawrence be enough to keep Miles and not have that turn into something nasty? Answer that when we come back, all right, Tone? We're back in five on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.